Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The Delightful Law. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Romans 7:22. To many people, the law of God is harsh and cruel, consisting of an unreasonable list of thou shalt nots. But Scripture teaches that the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. The old man, that is, the natural man, is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and therefore it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." No natural man could ever truthfully say, "I delight in the law of God," and in our modern world, it is even probable that most people have broken at least most of God's Ten Commandments and often delight in doing so. But the old man becomes a new man when he accepts Christ as his Savior, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made the curse for us. Thus, the inward man can thenceforth delight in the law of God, as our text says. Not to earn salvation, which we could never do, but because we love to live for him who died for us. God's law, and we can understand this now to include even the entire Word of God, indeed becomes our delight. We can say with the psalmist, "Your law is my delight." Everyone redeemed of the Lord should now find that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. The old covenant said, in effect, we must keep the law to live. But now, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. No longer are the commandments written in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart, and we delight in them.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.